This is Kelly Blewett. I'm here to tell you about the haunting new novel, Little Nothing, by Marisa Silver, which is a fairy tale for adults. You might think fairy tales are mostly about what goes wrong when Little Red Riding Hood wanders off the path. But what happens if Little Red shifts forms and becomes the wolf? Such questions are at the heart of Little Nothing. Set in a nondescript Eastern European country in a once-upon-a-time that feels not so long ago, the tale begins in familiar fashion. A man and his wife have long wanted a child, and suddenly, through a twist of magic, they are given Pavla, a dwarf baby who repulses them. But they grow to love her, a deep and abiding love that sustains all three through the turns of fate to come. I don't want to give away too much, but what I do want to say is that Pavla will not remain a dwarf child for long, and that attempts to make Pavla more like everyone else will backfire spectacularly. This is a book about what happens to identity over the course of dramatic change. It's about the difficulty and durability of love. It's about pain of being outside of a community and the pleasure of embodied experience. And it's all told in the spare, suggestive, symbolic language of the fairy tale. Little Nothing has received mixed reviews. One critic, in a cringeworthy bit of prose, called the novel, quote, gross, end quote. The reader was ostensibly turned off by the descriptions of bodies in Silver's writing, like the one I am about to read. In the following passage, Silver describes the routine of an old miner doing morning stretches in a barn next to his horse, whose name is Anuska. I quote, "He touches his toes 5 times, leans to the left and right, his ample belly jiggling with effort. He ends the routine by pounding on his chest and heaving up a clot of mucus, which he carries in his cheeks across the room like a secret he can't wait to share, and spits into Anuska's feed bucket. It is not until these rituals are concluded that he looks around him, seeming to register where he is." End quote. Now, this reviewer wrote that the novel's brand of realism relies heavily on graphic descriptions of human bodies and their various products. The reviewer is right, of course, but rather than being gross, I think these descriptions are remarkable. They make the story feel tangible, visceral, embodied. I am inclined to think of this book more like the reviewer from the New York Times Book Review. This reviewer called the novel beguiling and said that Silver's storytelling tactics are finely matched to her themes, that the writing was so good that he envied Silver. Personally, I tore through this book all the way to its breathless and majestic and totally unexpected conclusion. If you are looking for a book that will put you in another world that feels familiar and strange, Little Nothing is not to be missed. Best of all, author Marisa Silver will be in Cincinnati next week for Books by the Banks. In addition to signing copies of Little Nothing, Silver will be having a public conversation about writing with local novelist and UC professor Leah Stewart. For more information about Books by the Banks and this novel, visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.